Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With former prosecutor and guest Lori Gilbertson.
Former Suffolk County Police Chief James Burke really had created an atmosphere where victims or sex workers didn't feel very safe coming forward, considering his own involvement in the industry. People like this, like Heuermann and sex workers and all that, they don't live in a bubble. This goes on all over the country. There's likely far more Rex Heuermann type characters out there, if in fact he's guilty of this. If you have that sort of atmosphere where the police won't listen, most people want to stay away from such a icky topic, if you will. What does one do who has knowledge of crimes like this? Because in clearly this case, there were people who had Heuermann's, you know, description down to a T, and they gave it away 10 years ago, but nothing was done.
Yeah, it's pretty disheartening and horrifying and sad and just so many, you know, emotions you can think of when you hear this kind of thing and you think of what could have happened had gotten attention 10 years ago. And it's, like you said, it's not unusual. I mean, how many, you know, law and orders have there been about this exact thing?
Yeah.
Really? How many, you know, crime shows cover this where, you know, of course, the prostitutes are not getting any kind of response from the police because of who they are, and they're not believed and they're not taken seriously and they're not considered to be victims. And I say that almost with kind of quotes around it, victims in the way that people think of victims. And what can you do? I mean, there are lots of things that can be done within law enforcement to change that. And when I was working as a prosecutor in New York, we had the Special Victims Bureau. We had an entire bureau that was really devoted to women, men, children who had been victims of any kind of sex crime. And it did not matter, of course, who they were, what their background was, what was going on, you know, in terms of any kind of, you know, prostitution or drug deals or illegal activity when they were victimized and when they really suffered from people who were victimizing them specifically because of their position. And what you do is you develop a different mentality and a different mindset, starting with investigators who respond to the crime, starting with the beat cop who's out there, who doesn't just dismiss it because, oh, this is just, you know, a hooker and a client, starting right from the ground up, starting with education. And it goes from every single, you know, beat police officer all the way up the chain of command so that you don't have people like the law enforcement officer. And I kind of say that with quotes around it, who was handling this and did not give them what the victims, the kind of justice or accountability for the crimes against them that were going on. And so you need to really develop a totally different climate of ways of looking at these things. And things are so ingrained that can be tough, but it can absolutely be done. And I worked in it and I saw it done in New York, and I saw a complete way of really treating victims with the respect that they deserved. It made a huge difference in the kind of crimes that we were able to prosecute and in victims being willing to testify.
Sure. And that, yeah, and that's a big thing, is getting them willing to testify and wanting to testify without fear of repercussion of going back into that world or going back into their life and what could possibly happen to them. So many of them got into this. It's like, it's an astonishing number. It's like 90-some% that get into this not by choice. It's trafficking. It's being forced. Yeah. It's not some promiscuous woman who one day said, I'm going to be a hooker. That's not how that works. So go ahead.
Yeah. No, go on, please.
So you have all of these people who are in this place that did not want to be there to begin with. A lot of them, it's all they know, because sometimes the trafficking starts at such a young age and the abuse starts at such a young age. And then, you know, you have all of the mental disorders that come along with that sort of a life that you've been pushed into. Is it not a direction where if it were looked into deeper and further and not just skimming the surface of, this is a hooker and this is the John. Yeah, where's the pimp? Where, and then who does he work for? Who's beyond that? And who's beyond that? Does that not dig down into that trove of trafficking and start to really get at essentially the queen bees of some of these trafficking rings if it were to be dug into deeper rather than just being dealt with on the surface with the sex workers and the pimps and such?
Oh, absolutely. And there is a trend to certainly be doing that and to certainly be launching those kind of investigations. And, you know, maybe at some point, the deeper this gets, and it is difficult, but, you know, we see a lot of RICO being used in lots of ways. You know, the Racketeering Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, and what it really had been used for was organized crime.
Yeah.
And we see it being used for all kinds of crime. We see it in the national news. We've seen it in federal courts, in state courts, really having this incredibly wide reach to prosecute conspiracies among many people. So that may be one way to really start to get to the heads of these organizations that go so much further than, as you said, women who may be trafficked, women who may have been falling into these situations where drugs are almost always involved, where abuse as a child and then further into life that drive them into this is almost always involved. And what I can say is that the heads of those organizations, the trafficking, all of it, they choose their victims and they choose them well. And they choose the people who are very susceptible to this kind of coercion. And Rex Huerman and the Rex Huermans of this world chose their victims well, as also, you know, he no doubt knew by targeting these women that mostly they were not going to be missed, not all of them, because of where they were in their life. Mostly police and law enforcement, as we've even seen, were not going to pay a lot of attention to these crimes. Mm-hmm. And mostly he was going to get away with it for a really long time because he chose them for exactly the same reasons that you were just stating, that they eventually ended up in this position. And, you know, no matter why they ended up in this line of work, even if it was, as you said, a promiscuous woman who decided to do this, no one, you know, absolutely no one deserves, you know, what happened to them or any kind of violence, of course. And so, you know, as you were saying, we just look at this whole thing holistically, and there's so much, there has been something, have been some things done, but so much more to be done, because you are talking about people who are going to be so frightened from their history of law enforcement that we've seen specifically, even in this case, to really cooperate and go forward. It's hard enough. You know, think about, Tony, I had, you know, an experience where I was robbed on the street in New York City.
Yeah.
And it was hard enough for me to kind of figure out which precinct do I go to and who do I call and then when do I have to go to court? And I worked in that industry.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
It can be very scary, especially when, you know, as you've said, they're not being treated in a way that many other victims are treated.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.